A word for you from Daniel chapter 1 verse 9. And God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the chief of the eunuchs. Isn't it amazing that despite their radical decision, today's language would call Daniel an extreme fundamentalist, a radical. But in fact, all he was doing, he didn't have any political motive in mind. He just wanted to walk with his God, the God of Israel. Israel was now lost, and yet Daniel didn't decide, I'm going to attach myself to new gods, these in Babylon, even though now he was forced into slavery. No, it says in verse 8, Daniel resolved. In other words, Daniel purposed. He decided, an absolute decision. And so when they decided not to defile themselves with the food from the king's table because of the fact that it was not according to their custom as it was at the time in Israel, Daniel, though he and his friends were perhaps just teenage boys, but they knew their God. And they knew enough that they could not eat that which was defiled. What a lesson for us Christians. Kushuguti tina makolwa siatolis fundiso esi isimanga ngaye uDaniel. And so the important part though, Daniel decided, but God gave him favor and compassion. It doesn't help if you make a decision and God is not with you in that decision. If the Lord does not show you favor, one finds this occasionally in the Bible. The one I think of now would be Noah. Despite the great wickedness across the face of the earth, it says, and Noah found favor in the sight of God. It simply means Noah found grace. And the same too with Daniel. The grace of God was with Daniel. The Lord was with him in making this radical decision. How wonderful it is when God is the one who backs you up. He is behind you. Uma unkulunkulu enawe kushuguti usunganqoba. You can conquer if the Lord is with you. Have you got the Lord with you in your decisions? Or is it in vain that you make your good decisions because the favor of God is not with you?